Tradition tells us that Psalm 146 was written by the prophets Haggai and Zechariah.
传统告诉我们说诗篇146篇是哈该跟撒加利亚两位先知的作品。
They lived and prophesied during the time when the exiles were allowed to return to Israel from captivity in Babylon.
他们侍奉的时间就是当神的子民是从巴比伦回来是重建家园的时候。
They were followers of God who knew what it was for the people of God to lose everything.
那他们作为神的跟随者，他们也知道是有时候会失去一切。
They had also seen God begin to give blessings back to his people.
但是他们也看到了神开始再一次的祝福他的子民。
It was in this context of loss and restoration that Psalm 146 was written as a praise to God.
所以在这个这么样子的是背景里面，这首诗篇是被写来赞美神。
So now let's take a look at the passage.
所以让我们一起来看这些的经文。
Read 146.
我们先看，我们看146篇，请大家听我读。你们要赞美耶和华，我的心哪，你要赞美耶和华。我一生要赞美耶和华，我还活的时候要歌颂我的神。你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，他一点不能帮助，他的气一断就归回尘土，他所打算的当日就消灭了。以雅各的神为帮助，仰望耶和华他神的人，这人变为有福。耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，他守诚实直到永远。他为受屈的伸冤，赐食物与饥饿的。耶和华释放被囚的。耶和华开了瞎子的眼睛。耶和华扶起那被压下的人。耶和华喜爱义人。耶和华保护寄居的，扶持孤儿和寡妇，却使恶人的道路弯曲。耶和华要作王直到永远，锡安啊，你的神要作王直到万代，你们要赞美耶和华。
This passage opens with the big idea, a command to praise the Lord.
这个啊呢，诗篇一开始的就是一个很重要的思想，就是说我们都应当要来赞美神。
The first word praise is actually a plural command given to a group of people.
那在这个第一句话里面，其实在原来的原文的文法里面，是对一批人的指令。
This is important to notice because throughout the Bible, commands to worship God are given to groups of God's people.
这是很重要的一点，因为在圣经里面常常提到让我们敬拜赞美神的时候，都是对着一群人讲的，是用众数来讲的。
God expects the worship of him to take place in settings of groups rather than just individuals on their own.
这就告诉我们说，神是期盼我们是一群人来到服侍他，来到敬拜他，而不只是个别的来到是敬拜他。
In the Bible, God is not interested in his worshippers thinking they can worship him without participating in a local congregation.
所以这也告诉我们说，那圣经是很清楚地指出，我们单单自己一个人是在家里而不去教会敬拜神，是与神的旨意不符合的。
This is one of the primary reasons we meet as a church.
所以也是为什么作为一个教会，我们群体一起来到敬拜。
The psalmist then turns the command to himself and tells his own soul to praise the Lord.
然后接下来这个诗人就是对他自己的是灵魂讲话，提醒自己要来敬拜神。
He responds with a general command given to all believers, with his own personal commitment to praise God.
然后当他不单单的叫人家来敬拜，他自己也参与在敬拜里面。
This is a great example of an immediate response to the call to praise God.
这个是一个很好的榜样，以致看到他不单单的叫人做，而且身体力行。
It is one thing to hear a command to praise God, but it's another to make a personal commitment in that moment to decide to do it.
因为当我们听见是我们需要敬拜神之外，我们更需要是自己愿意投入来敬拜他。
So right now, I would like us to think for a moment on what reasons do we have to praise God.
所以现在让我们来想一想，正如圣经里告诉我们的，我们有什么好的理由来到是敬拜主。
Think about it for a second.
让我们想一想。
What reasons do you have to praise God?
你在生命中有没有一些是要赞美神的理由呢？
Turn to one or two people next to you and share a couple of reasons you have right now to praise God.
现在给大家做一点大家平常不习惯做的，请你对旁边的人一两个人讲，你有什么要赞美神的理由。
You might need to wake somebody up.
啊，那你甚至要可能叫醒你的旁边的人，啊，那跟他讲，啊，那个你有什么要赞美神的理由。
I'm praising God for this job and my fiance, my health.
I'm praising God for the fact that you are here.
Thank you. Praising God that have you help me out.
It's my pleasure. Oh, that reminds me also. I have something which I forgot to give you on Friday.
Okay.
After the service, I have to give that to you.
Thank you.All right, let's move forward in the passage.
好，我们继续的看神的话语。
We look now at verses 3-7.
我们接下来看三到七节。
We'll start with 3 and 4.
我们先从三到四节来到看。
These are a reminder of how easy it is to trust in something other than God.
这个可能是提醒了我们。我们常常的会在神以外去寻求其他的帮助或者信任其他的事物。
We tend to rely on other people or ourselves to take care of things that we are concerned about.
我们常常的是会依靠别人或者依靠自己的力量来到想把我们所看为重要的事情来到是做好。
But compared to God,People are temporary and powerless.
但是还能当人跟神比较的话，其实人是常常的是很短暂的，而且人是那个不可靠的。
We need to place our trust not on the created thing, but on the Creator.
我们需要信靠的不是那些受造之物，而是需要信靠那位造物的神。
Even though God does at times use people to provide.
虽然有时候神是透过一些的人来到帮助我们，来到是供应我们。
We need to place our trust on God and not the means of provision.
我们需要是信靠神，而不是只是信靠神的供应。
So a question I want us to think about is what do we tend to rely on instead of God?
所以今天我需要大家一起同我反省的就是我们生命中是不是我们常常有时候是依靠一些的受造之物，而不是去只是单单的来依靠神。
Maybe we rely on other people to fulfill needs that only God can fulfill.
可能有时候我们是希望我们认识的人来到满足我们心灵深处最深的需要，而其实那些需要是只有神才能够满足的。
Maybe we chase after relationships and are scared to lose them.
可能我们很看重一些的关系，甚至害怕会失去这些的关系。
Because we feel like they are the source of our value.
因为我们觉得可能我们的价值是要靠那些的东西来维持。
Maybe we rely on other people to show us that we will be taken care of.
那可能是我们有时候是依靠一些其他的人，以致我们能够有被爱、被照顾的安全感。
We worry that if we're not able to get what we want through other people, we won't be okay.
有时候我们甚至害怕说，如果我们从我们看重的人那里得不到我们所要的东西，那我们就会有不足。所以我们需要透过那些人来到知道说我们是还是好的。
What might it look like for you to trust in God instead?
你想想看，如果你是单单信靠神，会是怎么样
？Would you do anything differently？
你会不会今天有一些的事情是做的跟以往不同呢
？Would you feel differently？
你会不会有一些的感受是不同的
？Would you pray differently？
那你的祷告会不会不一样呢
？Some of us we rely on ourselves。
很多的时候，也有一些的人是说我靠自己。
we worry that if we cannot make something happen, we won't be taken care of.
那我们有时候担心说，如果我不做成这些事情，我就得不到照顾了。
Maybe you rely on your intelligence.
可能我们是依靠自己的智慧。
Your reputation.
我们的名誉。
Your looks.
甚至我们的外貌。
Your education.
我们的教育。
Here's another question.
另外一个题目。
Do you ever feel like you need to sin in order to take care of yourself?
你有没有曾经在生命中遇到一些的情况，你觉得甚至为了要照顾自己，甚至不惜要去犯罪的？
What are you trusting in those circumstances?
那你在那些的情况当中，你信靠的是什么？
What would it look like to trust God instead?
或者如果你是单单的来信靠神，那又会变成是怎么样？
What might be different about you?
那你会是变成一个怎么样不同的人呢？
Are there things in your life you find yourself being regularly anxious or afraid of?
有没有在你生命中有一些的事情，一些的人事物是使你常常的会感觉到担忧的，或者是惧怕的呢？
Are there things in your life you would be terrified to lose?
那甚至在生命中有些东西你是很害怕会失去的。
What would it look like for you to trust God instead?
那如果你是转眼仰望神，单身仰望神者，那你的生命又会是怎么样的？
You each have a blank piece of paper in your handouts.
我们每一位在程序单里面都有一张白的纸头。
We're going to pause for a minute, and I would like each of us to write down some things that we tend to rely on instead of God.
那我希望大家是用一点的时间来到反省，写下一些很多的在你自己生命中你是依靠的人事物，而是没有依靠神的。
We're going to continue on verses 5 through 7.
我相信大家已经写了，然后我们继续的是看第六、第七节。
Verses 5 to 7 remind us of the benefit of trusting in God.
第五到第七节提醒我们，信靠神的是祝福。
He has made everything in all creation.
神是创造了我们生命中所有的一切，也是大自然中所有的一切。
He's made us.
他创造了你与我。
He takes care of his cherished creation.
并且他是爱他所造的一切，所以他是看顾他们。
Do you ever think of yourself as God's cherished creation?
你有没有想过你是神所爱的呢？
Is it ever difficult to think of yourself as God's cherished creation?
你有没有曾经是觉得很困难，是想象自己是神所爱的？
This could be an area to spend time praying about.
那这是可能你需要好好的来祷告的地方。
God takes care of those he loves.
那上帝是照顾他所爱的人。
And that includes us.
那也包括了你和我。
Moving on to verses 7 through 9.
然后到第七到第九。
This passage shows us who God is by describing what he does.
这里还能告诉我们，我们所信靠的这位神是怎么样子的一位神。
He gives food to the hungry. Sets the prisoners free. Gives sight to the blind. Lifts up those who are bowed down. And he loves the righteous. We have here a list of how God helps his people. We have those who are oppressed and needy. We have those who are imprisoned or blind. We have those who are lonely. We have those who have lost loved ones. Have you ever felt like any of these?
你有没有想过，或者你自己是其中的一个呢？
Can you identify with any of these situations?
你有没有在生命中经历过这些的是困难呢？
Because these are the sorts of people whom God takes care of.
这些是上帝特别看顾的人。
We've all faced one situation or another like this.
我想我们每个人在生命都曾经都经历过，或者多次经历过刚刚所提到的那些的困境。
And if we're in this room today, it's because God has taken care of us.
然后我们今天能够在这里一同的敬拜神，是因为神是看顾了我们。
In such situations,
在这些的光景当中,
what does it look like for you?
你想想看，对你是怎么样子的影响呢？
To pray as if God was the one you were trusting for help.
如果你只是向神祷告，是求神的帮助，也信任他的帮助，你会是怎么样呢？
What sort of things might you want to run to instead of God?
你有没有想过，你在生命中有时候你的安全感不是来自神，而是来自一些其他的人事物呢？
Another question.
另外一个反省的问题。
What are things you do to praise God in these circumstances?
在这种环境当中，你是要怎么样子来到是赞美神呢？
When I get stressed and upset,
当少牧师是感觉到有压力，是感觉到心里不快的时候，
I want to devote all my attention to fixing the problem.
我常常的是专注于是处理那个问题。
I want to call all my friends and ask for help.
我会打电话给我的朋友，是祈求帮助。
Or I'll try to research the topic so I can fix it myself.
或者我在这方面去花时间去钻研，以致我想要解决这个问题。
But I forget to praise God.
但是很多时候我忘记了要赞美神。
And I could tell you that one of the best things to do when you're stressed,
告诉您一个秘密，当你是觉得有压力的时候，
is pause to praise God.
最好的方式就是停下来，然后开始赞美神。
This reminds us of the big picture.
这使我们再一次的看见那广大的是那个图画。
This reminds us of what life is really about.
使我们再一次的记得生命中最重要的是什么。
This takes the focus off of our own personal problems.
这使我们不再只是专注于我们个人的自己的问题。
It reminds us that God is bigger than everything else.
并且提醒了我们， 我们所信靠的神比我们所遇到的任何困难都要大。
God is bigger than all the problems we will ever face.
上帝是比我们所遇到的任何的问题都要大。
And God has already taken care of the biggest problem.
神已经是帮助我们解决了生命中最大最难的问题。
Our own sin.
我们的罪。
If God can take care of our sin,
如果神能解决我们的罪,
He can take care of anything else we will ever face.
他也能够解决我们生命中所遇到的任何的困难。
I have a confession to make.
我在这里有一点的个人的分享。
I've been kind of stressed about my first week as a pastor.
我是一直在想我做牧师的第一个礼拜会怎么样，而且我是十分的忧心忡忡。
There are a lot of things I'm learning.
我在学习很多的新的东西。
I was driving in my car this morning to church.
今天早上我才能开车来教会。
And I was feeling kind of stressed about today.
已经开始觉得好像那个不甚负荷了。
And then I remembered what I was talking about.
然后我记得我今天要讲的题目。
And I felt God tell me that I should just praise him.
然后我突然间想起神会帮助我，让我开始赞美他。
So I listened to some praise music on the way here.
所以在路上的时候，一面开车，我就听了一点赞美的音乐。
And I asked that God would help me worship Him.
然后我也祈求神帮助我去敬拜他。
And it was so wonderful.
然后我开始感觉是那么的好。
And it was the most helpful part of my preparation for today.
我想可能对我今天准备这个讲章来讲，那一个敬拜信靠神的部分是最好的预备。
So when you are worried.
所以当你担心的时候。
When you feel lonely.
当你觉得可能孤单。
When you need help.
当你需要帮助。
Remember to take time to praise the Lord.
可能记得花一点时间来赞美神。
What are things you do to praise God in all circumstances?
你可能是在各种环境当中，你赞美神，你是做什么事情呢？
What are things you do deliberately to praise God when you feel like you're in trouble?
啊，那当你在可能那个困难的当中，你做一些什么事情来到赞美神呢？
If nothing comes to mind, I encourage you to start praying about this.
如果你可能想到是头脑中一片空白的话，我希望你能够好好的为这来祷告。
Pray that God will show you things you can do to praise Him when you feel upset.
求神帮助你，当你觉得心里不快的时候，是能够知道如何的来到是赞美他。
For some people, it might be singing a hymn.
啊，那对一些人来讲，可能开始唱歌，唱圣诗。
For others, it could be reading a psalm.
啊，那可能对于一些其他的人来讲，开始读诗篇。
Some of us connect most deeply in prayer.
很多的人是开始静下来祷告。
And others like to go for walks and admire what God has made and to praise Him for that.
然后有些的人是会去散步，然后是来到赞美神。
I encourage you to find a way to praise God when you feel like you need help.
我是鼓励大家是找一些的方法，是当你觉得你需要帮助的时候，你觉得不快的时候，是能够来到赞美神。
This passage concludes again, verse 10.
啊，那我们看到这一段的经文是以诗篇第十节来到做结束。
With a call to praise the Lord.
啊，那是再次提醒我们要赞美耶和华。
So in conclusion, I have a few questions.
所以在结束的时候，我们有有几个是问题。
You've probably noticed that I like to ask questions.
那或者大家已经知道沙牧师的讲道的方式是欢喜问问题。
What needs do you feel like you have right now?
你觉得你现在生命中有什么特殊的需要？
What do you tend to trust in instead of God to help you with those needs?
你在生命中你有没有一些其他的人事物是你现在信靠的而没有去信靠神呢？
What would it look like for you to believe God would provide for you?
如果你可能是全心的相信神会供应你一切的需要，解决你一切的困难，那样子你的是生命又会是怎么样的？
Would there anything you'd be doing differently if you were fully trusting in God?
如果你全然的信靠神，你想想有没有一些事情是你会做的不同呢？比是做的不再一样的？
How would you praise God differently if you were trusting in Him?
如果你是全然的信靠他，你将会是怎么样子的来到赞美他呢？
Is your view of God consumed with your needs?
是不是你的对神的观念是给局限在你的需要当中呢？
Or is your view of God consumed with who God is?
还是你对神的观念是专注在神自己的本身是何等的伟大呢？
We have a few minutes left in service before communion.
我们在结束是进入圣餐之前有几分钟的时间。
And you probably still have some space left on your paper.
我相信各位在你自己的纸上可能还有一些的空白的地方，后面还有地方。
We're going to spend the next few minutes to respond with our own praise to God.
希望能用接下来几分钟，请大家在座位上是写下。你自己对今天的信息的回应是写一个你对神的是赞美。
Some of us might feel like writing a psalm.
那有些人可能是要写一篇好像诗篇一样。
That's a bit too much for me though.
那对沙牧师来讲，那可能是太大的工程。
Some of us might just want to write our thoughts to God.
那有些人可能只是想写几句话。
However you want to express yourself to the Lord. We're going to take the next few minutes to respond by writing praise to God.
我希望大家是每一位都能够在座位上写下你对神的赞美。
Then I will come up in a few moments and close us in prayer before communion.
然后在圣餐吃之前，那邵牧师会再上来，那我们会用祷告来结束，并且还有你写了之后，一会儿我会请你在圣餐之前把一些的，你请大概几位，你就是在座位上读出来，如果你觉得愿意分享的话。有五分钟的时间，
Let's close in prayer.
让我们做结束的祷告。
God, we thank you for the example of praise in your Psalms.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你在诗篇里给我们那是赞美的榜样。
Oh Lord, keep teaching us how to praise you.
也求主教导我们如何的继续不断的来到赞美主。
God, I ask that you show us what things we trust in instead of you.
求主是用光光照我们，让我们看见我们生命中很多的时候，我们是信任其他的人事物，不是单单的来到信靠你。
God, help us make decisions to trust you instead.
求主能帮助我们，让我们立志来到是信靠你。
Lord, I thank you that you will always take care of us.
主啊，我们知道你是常常的照顾我们。
I thank you that you are the best person we could ever trust.
我们也感谢主，你是我们最可靠的人。
I pray that we can praise you even when we have a hard time trusting you.
甚至当我们有时候觉得是信靠有困难的时候，我们也求主继续的帮助我们，能够是全心全意的来到赞美你。
I pray that you help us take time to praise you when life is hard.
特别是当我们生命遇到困难，觉得生活艰苦的时候，让我们更好的来敬拜你，赞美你。
Lord, I thank you for the work you're doing in our lives.
我们感谢主在我们生命中所做的工作。
And I thank you for this church.
我们也特别为这属灵的家献上感谢。
Help us to love you.
帮助我们能够爱主。
And help us to love each other.
也能够彼此相爱。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。我们接下来是要用圣餐来的敬拜主。但是大家手上所写的不要丢掉，以后我在圣餐的祝福祷告之前是要请大家请几位是把你手上所写的对神的赞美是读出来，在座位上与我们分享。我们现在就是请我们一同的来唱诗第109首虔诚敬拜，准备我们的心来领受主餐。109首虔诚敬拜。凡有血气皆当静默，祝福饼和杯之前，刚刚我们每个人我相信都在座上是写了一个对神简单的赞美， 我们有没有大概三四位在你座位上，你愿意分享你刚刚所写的，好不好？不要客气，写了的请你是，我们需要三四位让它读出来，让我们一同的是用赞美来到主的面前。好吧，谁勇敢一点？第一位是请你站起来读好了，在座位上。
我是用英文写的啊，
好，
可以翻译成中文，听好。Life has so many wonders. They were happy and sad moments, and they were joy and tears. Throughout these up and downs, we've learned that we can always ride out the life's challenges by following God's words. Life is wonderful.When God is with us, praise the Lord.
Amen.
生命是如此的美好。我们曾经有快乐的，还有忧愁的时刻。我们也拥有欢乐和眼泪。经过这些生命中的挑战，我们学习到，只要我们顺从神的话语，我们都可以应付这些挑战。生命是如此的美好，当神与我们同在，赞美感谢神，谢谢。
好，谢谢。第二位有没有哪一位？谢谢。还有没有第三位？好，请。
感谢神赐给我爱主的母亲和忠心的父亲。感谢神赐给我有智慧的妻子和善良正直的儿女，有可爱的孙儿。感谢神一生的看顾和恩待。感谢神赐给信心。
谢谢。还有没有？还没有哪一位有感动的？
神说赐生命气息，与天地的平安，能安然睡觉一起来。神说白天的太阳并不伤你，夜间的月亮也不害你。你出你入，耶和华都与你同在，直到永远。神有权柄肯饶恕罪人，肯赦免罪人。我为这个来感谢神，来赞美神。在我的生命里，若不依靠神，大小事情若不依靠神，我就不敢面对今天或每天的生活。我很感谢，很感恩，有这一位这么爱的神，我可以投靠他。就是诗篇146篇的第二节，我很阿们说。我一生要赞美耶和华，我还活的时候要歌颂我的神。阿们。
阿们。谢谢各位的分享。安卓相信每一位你在神面前的祷告，神都听到。安卓也愿主是悦纳和祝福每一位。我们现在就用祷告来到祝福饼杯，准备我们的心来领受圣餐，也请。预备要分圣餐的执事还有其他的弟兄姐妹有安排预先安排的，请你到前面来准备。